In the heart of the South, there was one Quaker community determined to not only bring an end to slavery, but to help former slaves get the education they needed to build successful businesses. The homesteads they built remain, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Mendenhall family came to the Greensboro, North Carolina area in the 1750s. The Quaker family helped establish the town of Jamestown. Part of their mission was to help slaves obtain freedom. They even began a trade school of sorts here on the grounds of their homestead to train freed men and women in many skills.
They had a little bit of everything going on here at that time. They had hat shops, shoe shops, anything you could think of. It was happening right here in Little Jamestown.
Sean Rogers shares the story from Mendenhall Homestead. The Quakers here often purchased slaves' freedom, allowing them to learn trades or settle elsewhere on free soil. Even after the Civil War, the effort to educate former slaves was paramount.
You had these philanthropic Quakers from up north, especially in the Baltimore area, and they were donating thousands of dollars for the effort to educate recently freed slaves, making sure that children and adults, for example, had the opportunity to become literate.
This homestead has many buildings and items to see, including a very unique and important wagon.
It's known as the Stanley Murrow Wagon, and it was used from the mid-1840s up to the Civil War. This false-bottom wagon was used to help fugitive slaves escape north to freedom.
But it's believed the Quakers here rarely used such means to secure slaves' freedom. There is much to see here at a place that worked to free slaves in the heart of the South.
There's very little evidence that they were involved in what we call the Underground Railroad. They were involved in more legal ways of freeing people.
Traveling the countryside at Mendenhall Homestead near Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCrae.